My brothers and sisters in Christ.
基督内的弟兄姊妹，早安。
I'm very pleased to be here today.
我很高兴今天能够跟大家一起。
I never expected to return.
我其实之前没有想过我会再回来。
9 years ago, I gave my farewell sermon from right here.
九年前我在这边向大家告别。
I knew my role was to go home and take care of my wife.
当时我想说我需要回家照顾我的妻子。
At the beginning of last year, she had a fall.
但是去年年初的时候她有一点意外。
She suffered from Alzheimer's disease.
她当时有老人痴呆症。
And she never recovered.
她从来没有恢复。
I never forget that sermon. Most of you didn't hear it.
那一个最开始的时候我讲的那个道别，你们多数人当时没有听没有不在这边没有听过。
It was that we should never get away from the importance of the gospel.
那时候我的主题是我们永远不可以离开重要的福音。
And now today I want to speak on the second psalm.
今天我想跟大家分享诗篇第二篇。
When I was a child, my mother made me memorize it.
当我是小孩的时候呢，我母亲要我背下诗篇第二篇。
And it has helped me all my life.
而在我一生里面，这都帮助我。
We begin, why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? I'm going to read 3 verses.
Okay.
The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bands apart and cast away their cords from us.
诗篇第二篇一到三节说，列国为什么骚动？万民为什么空谋妄想？世上的君王起来，首领聚在一起，敌对耶和华和他所高立的，说：我们来挣断他们给我们的束缚，摆脱他们的绳索。
It is a great help to us to know what kind of a world we live in.
我们很有帮助，如果我们知道我们的世界是什么样的。
The world is not friendly to God.
这个世界是抵挡神的。
It does not naturally recognize his son.
这个世界也不认识神的儿子。
Nor worship him.
也不敬拜他。
Nor obey him.
也不遵守他。
In fact, in this psalm, it shows us that they get their heads together.
其实这个诗人说，这些那个敌对的人，他们一起聚集。
To oppose the Lord.
他们一起来抵挡主。
And to replace the will of God with their own program.
他们希望用自己的方法来取代神的主权。
This is tremendous hostility against God.
这个是对上帝的敌意。
And what God has said for our good.
上帝为了我们的好处所设的。
What we could call a law of liberty.
可以说是一个自由的律。
Here is the life with which you shall be blessed.
他说，你们要怎么样，你们才能够蒙福呢？
The world treats that as bondage.
但是世界看这个却是束缚。
Let us break these cords by which he's holding us to his commandments.
让我们打破这些束缚，让我们脱离他的诫命。
And freedom is that we shall go our own way.
自由就是说我们可以爱干什么干什么。
Now, some of you here today are Chinese.
我们中间很多人是中国人。
I can tell by looking at you.
我们可以看到你们的特征。
But you do not live in a world where you can entirely escape Western influence.
但你们的世界里很难脱离西方的影响。
Here's the new definition of freedom.
在西方有，这个是自由的新定义。
We can tell God to get out of our lives.
我们可以跟神讲说，你离开吧。
We don't have to obey him.
我们不需要遵守你。
And we have our own program for the world.
我们自己有自己的方法。
Well, God is not impressed.
上帝不喜悦。
Brothers and sisters, God is not intimidated.
弟兄姊妹，上帝也不怕这种。
They haven't convinced him that the world is right.
这些世界上的还没有办法能够劝服上帝说这世界是对的。
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
四到六节说，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必讥笑他们。那时他必在烈怒中对他们讲话，在震怒中对使他们惊慌，说：“我已经在锡安我的圣山上立了我的君王。”
Our God has never been frightened.
我们的上帝永不惧怕。
Our God has never been surprised.
我们的上帝也不惊讶。
Everything that's ever happened is something He has ordained anyway.
所有发生的事情他已经预见。
So he looks at the foolishness of human counsel.
所以他当他看到人的愚蠢的时候
and he treats it as silly.
他看这些是愚昧的。
He laughs at it.
他讥笑。
Imagine God saying, You are going to tell me what you are going to do?
想一想，像上帝说你。想告诉我你想干什么
I have set on Zion my holy hill, and that's my decision.
我在锡安我的圣山上立了我的君王，这是我的决定。
I'm sorry, let me correct that. I have set my king on Zion my holy hill.
我在锡安我圣山上已经立了我的君王。
You reject my king.
你反对我的君王
But I'm committed to him.
但是我已经委命与他
And therefore he shall reign.
所以他会掌管
And there's nothing you can do about it.
而你不能够做什么
You can all vote against me if you want.
你们可以选举反对
Your unity and your vote is meaningless.
但是你的选举其实是毫无意义的
Well, God has spoken.
神已经讲话了。
I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
我在锡安圣山上已经立了我的君王。
And now it's time for the king himself to speak.
现在这个君王要讲话了。
Here is the anointed one, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这边这个受膏者讲话说。
Speaking of who he is.
讲到这是谁。
And speaking of what he has been promised.
也讲到他的应许。
So the Lord Jesus says, I will tell of the decree.
受膏者说我要宣告耶和华的谕旨。
That's the decree of the Father.
这是父的谕旨。
If the Father has spoken, Christ has great assurance.
当父讲的时候儿子就有这个权柄。
I will read to the end of verse 9. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
耶和华的谕旨是什么呢？他说：“耶和华对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生了你。你求我，我就把列国赐给你做产业，把全地都归属于你。你必用铁杖击打他们，好像打碎陶器一样粉碎他们。”
I would like to make a small prediction.
我想做一点点小小的预告。
We're going to see each other, you know, after the Lord comes.
在主再来之后我们会见面。
And of course, we'll all be speaking Chinese, including me.
到时候大概所有人都会讲中文，包括我。
But my prediction is this.
我的预告是。
We'll talk about the Father being the Father of the Son, and the Son being the exact likeness of the Father.
到时候我们看到父就是这个子的父，而这个子完全反映出父的形象。
And our heads shall be in wonder.
到时候我们会充满了惊喜。
A billion years from now, we will never say, we understand God.
就算亿万年之后，我们也不会说我们了解神。
You shall be worshiping because of the wonder and amazement of what God is.
当我们看到神的奇异的时候，我们会敬拜他。
And here's the Father saying to the Son, you are my son.
当时父对子说，你是我的儿子。
It's always been that way.
这自古就是。
Now what does he mean when he says, you are my son, today I have begotten you?
什么意思呢？你是我的儿子，我今日生了你。
I think begotten in this verse means this.
我想生在这一节经文里面，它的意思是
I'm bringing him forth into public view.
我将他显露给大家。
I am announcing to you who he is in relation to me.
我向大家显示他的身份，尤其是与我的关系。
So in that sense, God can say, or Christ can say the Father, today I have begotten you.
因为这样基督可以说今天父生了子。
Now, somewhere I read, don't ask me where, when you're 75, you have certain privileges.
我现在已经75岁了，75岁有一个优势。
I read that when a Hebrew king added his son to his throne, this is what he did.
当我听过说当一个希伯来人的王把他的儿子给他王位的时候，他会这么做。
Remember, he wants the son to reign so the father can retire a little bit.
他会把王位传给他的儿子，所以这个做父亲的可以退休。
They're both kings at the same time, father and son.
这个时候，父和子同时都会被称为王。
I hope I'm not hurting my translator, we call it a co-regency. Well, we'll pass on that word, okay. Now, the father might have a number of sons. And he wants people to recognize that this is now his real and official partner.
而父亲会，这个父王会说，这个是我正式的封的那个太子。
And so he would say, today I have begotten you.
他会宣布说，今日我生了你。
I treat that as an official announcement.
这个是一个公开的宣告。
And now the Lord Jesus tells us that the Father says, ask of me and I'll give you the nations as your inheritance.
所以现在基督说，你求我，我就把列国赐给你做产业。
Some have tried and no one has ever succeeded in taking over all the nations of the earth.
有很多很想，不过从来还没有人能够掌管万国。
When we read the book of Revelation, we find that the Antichrist will indeed try.
在启示录我们会看到这个敌基督会尝试的想要 掌管万国。
He will have a measure of very temporary success.
他短期之内似乎也做到了。
Or so it will appear.
至少表面上看起来是这样。
But God has still promised that the nations shall be the inheritance of Christ.
但是上帝已经答应说的万国将会是基督的产业。
And so now, you are greatly encouraged.
所以现在我们应该受到鼓励。
You're sobered by the evil in man's thinking.
虽然你们周围有很多恶的思想。
But you were encouraged by the agenda of God.
但是你应该为神的计划而受到鼓励。
Not only are the nations his heritage,
不光是万国是基督的产业。
But the ends of the earth are his possession.
全地都属于他。
You will not find one square inch of ground that is not under the lordship of Jesus Christ.
你不会发现有任何丝毫的土地不在基督的主权下。
Now, what about those who oppose him? Now, what about those who oppose him? We read verse 9. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
至于反对的呢，这边第九节，你必用铁杖击打他们，好像打碎陶器一样粉碎他们。
In other words, every attempt to resist Christ shall fail.
所以一切抵挡基督的一定失败。
Utterly fail.
全部失败。
Now comes a surprise.
这个是惊奇的吗？
I hope you will take Psalm 2 and sit back and read it.
我希望大家会思考诗篇第二篇讲的。
It opens with this horrible challenge to God.
这边有一个敌对神的这个计划。
He responds with his, I am not afraid of you.
对这些挑战上帝的回答是我不怕你。
And your will not be done.
而你的这些计划不会完成。
But mine will. My will be done.
但是我的计划会完成。
Right now, we're going to look at a surprisingly tender part in this psalm.
那现在我们要看一段在这一个诗篇里面特别有趣的地方。
The message is not, now therefore you kings, you're going to go to hell, and am I ever happy about it?
因为接下来不会说，那你们这些反对的君王啊，你们就下地狱去吧。
It is an appeal to fellow sinners.
这边是向罪人来求问他们。
It says, I'm reading the last three verses. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
第十到第十二节这边说，现在君王啊，你们要谨慎，地上的审判官啊，你们应当听劝告。你们要以敬畏的态度侍奉耶和华，又应当存战兢的心而欢呼。你们要用嘴亲吻子，否则他一发怒，你们就在路上灭亡了，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡是投靠他的，都是有福的。
Evangelism is one sinner appealing to another.
其实传福音就是一个罪人向另外一个罪人来向他说话。
It's a wonderful thing to say, let me tell you about the God who has forgiven me all my sins.
我们告诉其他的罪人说，感谢上帝饶恕了我的罪。
Now you kings, you are on a path of futility.
这些君王啊，你们的道路是必然是 无用的。
If you're going to oppose God, you're going to fail.
你们想敌对上帝，你们一定失败。
You will surely fail. His glory is on the line.
你完完全全的会失败。
But the God you've been opposing is a gracious God.
但那个你所敌对的上帝是一个有恩典的上帝。
So he appeals, be wise, be warned.
所以这边说要谨慎啊，应该要听劝告。
This Lord you've been opposing, serve the Lord with fear.
而你要啊。以敬畏的态度来侍奉这个神。
You've been mocking him, but I call upon you to rejoice with trembling.
你曾经在那边讥笑他，但是现在我劝你要用敬畏的心来敬拜他。
Now, I am a Westerner, and so I don't understand the Bible very well.
我是西方人，所以有时候我看圣经看不懂。
You see, if you're an Easterner, you have a cultural advantage.
你知道吗？东方人其实很占便宜。
You would think an Easterner would have a better chance to understand an Eastern book.
你们可能东方人比较容易明白东方的书。
If you get all the pictures of the White House in Washington, D.C.,
如果你去看美国白宫的这个图画的话，
you won't get a picture of anybody on their knees kissing Donald Trump's hand.
我想你大概不会看到有人会亲Donald Trump 的手。
But there was a time, you know, when someone would show their allegiance in this way.
但是你知道吗？曾经在过去，当一个人要亲近另外一个的时候，是友好的时候，就是用这种方法的。
And this would mean that a person's on his knees.
这会说一个人会跪下。
And he reaches for the hand of Jesus Christ.
而你伸手去拿，去握耶稣基督的手。
And he says, "You are the Son of the Lord."
你是主的儿子。
And you are the one he has promised the nations as his inheritance.
你是他已经答应给你万国为产业的那一位。
And you are the one who is promised possession of the entire earth.
你已经有应许会获得全地。
Now, the kiss means I recognize that this is who you are.
亲吻在这边的意思是我承认我认同你的主权。
I take my place at your feet.
我在你前面跪下。
I declare that you are my Lord.
我宣告说你的确是我的主。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊，
any sinner who does that shall be forgiven.
一个罪人当他这么做的时候，他就会被饶恕。
And God the Holy Spirit is able to bring about that change of heart any moment he pleases.
而圣灵在这边随时都可以让这个生效。
So treat all of your fellow human beings as those who may be joining with you as a worshiper of the Lord.
所以你周围的人，这些人会一起跟你一起来敬拜神。
Be warned. His wrath is quickly kindled.
他可以很快的要发怒。
And he still is angry with sin.
上帝仍然是对罪是愤怒的。
And if you hang on to your sin, he's angry with you.
而你如果持守着你的罪的话呢，上帝会对你有怒气。
We're not trying to change the facts.
我们不是说想改变事实。
But we can say,
我们只能说，
Blessed are all those who take refuge in him.
我们只能说，凡投靠他的就有福。
I want to say what the gospel is.
这边是有福音的。
The problem is God is angry with sin and sinners.
这边讲得很清楚，上帝对罪人是愤怒的。
But he has done something so he can save us and forgive us.
但是他已经成就他的工作，好叫他可以饶恕我们。
So the way to be saved from the wrath of God.
能够逃离上帝的怒气是有福的。
Is to run to the God who is angry with you for your sin.
而我们需要投靠这一个对我们愤怒的这个对我们的罪愤怒的这个上帝。
And you accept from His hand the forgiveness and the grace of His heart.
而在他的手中接过他的饶恕。
One sinner can look at another.
一个罪人可以看另外一个罪人。
Blessed is everyone who finds their refuge in Him.
任何一个人投靠他的都是有福的。
I gave this psalm because I don't want you to have a sour view of the future.
我分享这个诗篇，因为我不希望你对未来看觉得很那个很悲观。
There's no problem you'll ever run into, but God is fully aware of it.
你不会遇到什么上帝没见到的问题。
And there's no human need that the Lord Jesus cannot meet.
也没有人的需要。主耶稣基督不能够满足的。
So I want you to be confident in our Christian message.
所以我希望我们大家对于基督教的这个福音呢有信心。
So you read something like, I have placed on Zion my King, my holy hill.
愿上帝已经说我在锡安我的圣山上立了我的君王。
And so the confidence of God is reproduced in your heart.
所以从上帝来的信心能够在你的心中存留。
And the graciousness of God to fellow sinners is reproduced in your heart.
上帝对罪人的这种的恩慈怜悯也在我们心中存留。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
愿上帝祝福。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, what a God you are.
上帝，你是多伟大的一个上帝。
And your wonderful son is just like you.
而你奇妙的儿子就像你一样。
Thank you for not crushing the world and all of its sin in a moment.
感谢你，你没有一时怒气中粉碎这个世界。
We bow to thank you for these words of great confidence.
感谢你。你赐给我们这个充满信心的话语。
And you've reached out to us, O Lord.
你伸手面向我们。
And probably through others who loved us.
也借着他人来爱我们。
And told us, blessed is everyone who trusts in you.
告诉我们说，投靠你的都是有福的。
You're great and good, and our dear Lord, we love you.
你是伟大，你是充满怜悯的。天父，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name,
祷告奉主的名。
Amen.